7:42 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It's the WEOL Morning Show. I threw in what they got, like a High School Music bump kind of a CD here. Van Halen.
Okay.
They were in town like a week ago, wasn't they, recently?
I think you're right.
They performed.
Yeah. It is kind of like a, you know, getting ready for the school year. We've got the football, the high school coaches preview on tonight.
Right, 6 to 9 from Wolfie's. And joining us in studio this morning, we have Sarah Rowland from the Abbeywood, who joins us to talk about the Fill the Bus. Now, Craig, you were there at the beginning of this. You had it over at the Crushers game on, Thursday evening.
That's right. That was the first Fill the Bus night. People stopped out, dropped off some nice donations, and they'll be at different areas throughout the month of August. And, Sarah, they've got one coming up with you.
We sure do. We are very excited. We are going to run the Fill the Bus campaign until the 19th of August. So people can stop by the Abbeywood on South Abbey Road and drop off their new school donations. And we're excited to be part of the United Way.
So they'll be for like a 2-week period, kind of, you'll be there at the Abbeywood.
We are. And we're lucky enough that we have somebody in our lobby all the time. So people can come at any time and drop off donations. When you walk in the lobby, you'll see a little toy bus, a tent that you can put your school supplies in, and everything would be appreciated.
Yeah. And of course, as we talked when Bill Harper was here last week, as well as Ryan Aroney, about all the need for the school supplies, the paper, the pens, the glue, all those things that are on that supply list that help out the teachers. And I understand on August 18th, you've got a sort of a special luncheon for teachers.
We do. We are honoring retired teachers and school personnel on August 18th. We would love to invite all school personnel to join us, retired, or if you're not going back to school yet, we'd love to have you join us for lunch on the 18th at noon. Bill Harper, the director of the United Way of Greater Lorain County, is actually going to come speak with us about some of the updates on the Lorain County schools and all the United Way is doing to help. You can bring your school donations then as well to help us fill the bus. We just ask that you call the Abbeywood by Thursday, August 13th, and let us know that you want to come to our luncheon, and we'll provide lunch for you. Great time to meet up with some retired teachers.
So I suppose the Abbeywood has a lot of retired teachers as part of their residence, right?
We do. At the Abbeywood, we have both independent living and assisted living residents that live there. Our goal is to make life fun, easy, and carefree. So a lot of our retired teachers will be joining us that day as well and bringing their friends. But we'd love for you to come out and enjoy a good meal and good camaraderie with a bunch of other people to celebrate the kickoff to the school year.
Busy time for you, and connecting to the community as well.
Yes, we love to give back. The Abbeywood has been around for 30 years, so we are a staple here in Elyria and love to get people from all over Lorain County to get involved with anything that we can help with at any time.
You know, Craig, we have a window in our office that overlooks Ely Square, and on Thursdays they always have music playing out there, and I see a lot of folks come and visit, bring their lawn chairs and sit. And apparently some of them come from the Abbeywood.
At the Abbeywood, we actually bring a bus, at least a busload, sometimes two, down for the concerts at the park on Thursdays. We pack our residents each a lunch and bring lawn chairs, and they have a good time. Sometimes it's warm, sometimes it's cold, but you never know what it's going to be like in Ohio, and they always come back with big smiles.
We're talking this morning with Sarah Rowland from the Abbeywood, and again, coming up on August 18th at noon, they're holding their luncheon to honor retired teachers and school personnel. But from August 5th through the 19th, you can drop off your school supplies there, sort of in honor of your favorite teacher, and just kind of maybe even see some of the residents and find out maybe if you know somebody, if you have a parent who might be looking to get to a place where they have folks that can help them out, or they have a camaraderie with those of their own age. Talk about some of the things that you do offer. One of those things that I was looking at was something called a staycation that you're kind of in the process of. Tell me about what that is.
Yeah, like. So residents or potential residents can come and try out the Abbeywood for what we call a staycation. So, you know, it's summertime. Everyone likes to go out and get away. It's not as easy on some seniors to take that long plane ride or that cruise ship. So we invite them to come stay with us and experience what the Abbeywood has to offer, either for a week or for the whole summer. You're more than welcome. You come in a furnished guest suite and we provide meals for you and housekeeping. We have some families who have been going out of town, and so they have their loved ones come stay with us just so they know and they're in a safe, comfortable place.
And do you then have special activities planned for those, or do you kind of mingle and meld them with the residents who are there? How does that work?
Well, they get to kind of experience what it's like to be a full-time Abbeywood resident and experience the meals and sit with our current residents and come attend all the different activities and events we have going on. Anyone who's never been to the Abbeywood should definitely stop by. It's quite the sight to see. We have duck ponds and gardens, and it's a great place to come and stay and visit for a while.
What's the usual process for becoming a resident?
So normally somebody would, when they're interested, we encourage people to come out before they need help or before they actually need to start making a move just to help with the planning process. But they'll come out and take a tour with us. And normally I tell people, give yourself a half hour to an hour. And we talk a little bit about what your needs are and walk around the whole building and get an idea of the different apartment styles that we have, the different activities we have, meals and lifestyle. I mean, it's a lifestyle change, but it's something that can definitely be beneficial for many people. So.
And I think that that's key, right? You need to listen to them. You need to find out what their needs are so you can put them in the best position.
For sure. We specialize in personalized care. So our goal is to help people remain as independent as they can for as long as they can and just offer resources there to help as needed. So everyone, I always tell my residents, you're still the boss. You still decide what to do. We're just here to help you when you're needing it.
And this works both for couples and individuals, too, right?
Correct. So we're a 55 and up community. At any time, residents can come and check out what it's like to live at the Abbeywood. And we have both couples, we have individuals, we have some siblings and in-laws that all live, you know, within the same building. So it's kind of nice. You can make a one-stop shop to visit.
And it's... I'm sorry. Any twins?
Oh, no, not yet.
I had to ask. We just came off Twins Day weekend here in Twinsburg. No twins, huh?
No twins, but they are welcome.
All right.
Sure. Why not? She'd rather have triplets, though, because that's a little more, you know, multiple people,
sure.
Like, for example.
Sure.
But again, we're talking with Sarah Rowland from the Abbeywood. Again, you've got the bus out there, or at least the tent. You said a tent bus? Is it like a bus tent, a little kind of replica?
Yeah, it's a tent that looks like a bus. It's a play kids tent, but we put boxes in it so people can drop their school supplies off.
Clever. Somebody probably must have seen that at a place and was able to pick that up. You mentioned how you have retired teachers there. I suppose once a teacher, always a teacher for those people there who always probably like to, yeah, to learn and to teach others, I suppose. What again, coming up on August 18th, you have a special luncheon. Bill Harper, United Way director, is going to be your guest speaker. They, of course, are the ones who are putting this Fill the Bus together. What's the deadline for the registration for that?
We're asking everyone to call by Thursday the 13th, so this Thursday, and we can be reached at 366-8980 at the Abbeywood. Just call and let us know you're coming. And if you want to honor a teacher and drop off some school supplies, you're more than welcome to do that as well. We're collecting school supplies until the 19th.
Sounds great. The Abbeywood, again, people can stop by. Location for that if they want to come out and drop off the school supplies.
It is 1210 South Abbey Road in Elyria.
Sounds good. Sarah Rowland with the Abbeywood. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.